Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump gave a speech on immigration last night. The speech was billed as a way to bring clarity to his immigration plans. And in a way, it did. Trump has not backed off his plans to build a bigger wall on the southern border, nor quite renounced his plan to deport millions of people here illegally. But he is working to talk about it all differently. And that effort included yesterday's other big event, his visit to Mexico City, where he stood with Mexico's president. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on what the Mexican public thinks.
President Enrique Peña Nieto's surprise invite to Donald Trump shocked and upset Mexicans. Former presidents took to the airwaves to tell Trump he wasn't welcome. Politicians demanded that Peña Nieto withdraw the invite, and columnists and commentators filled the airwaves and social media with resounding condemnation of the president. In front of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, protesters shouted,
Viva Mexico!
Viva!
Yankee!
Go home!
Yankee!
Go home!
Long live Mexico and Yankee go home. And on the steps of the Angel of Independence Monument in Mexico City's Grand Reforma Avenue, a handful of people held handmade signs reading Trump go home and take Peña Nieto with you. While the protests were small, the anger was great. 47-year-old Armando Nava says, what was Peña Nieto thinking? It's just so illogical, so wrong, says Nava. How can someone bring a person to their house that has insulted them so gravely? Trump arrived at Peña Nieto's presidential house early yesterday afternoon. The two men spoke privately for more than an hour, then addressed the press. With Trump beside him and speaking through an interpreter, Peña Nieto said, Mexicans are hardworking, good people.
Therefore, Mexican people deserve the respect from everyone.
Trump said he agreed. Quite a turnaround from previous disparaging remarks he's made about many of the Mexicans who've come to live in the U.S.
I happen to have a tremendous feeling for Mexican Americans, not only in terms of friendships, but in terms of the tremendous numbers that I employ in the United States. And they are amazing people, amazing people.
Asked whether he and Peña Nieto talked about his plan to make Mexico pay for a border wall, Trump said it didn't come up.
We didn't discuss payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date. This was a very preliminary meeting. I think it was an excellent meeting.
But after Trump left Mexico, Peña Nieto contradicted the GOP candidate, tweeting that they had discussed it, and he was clear that Mexico will not pay for a wall. On the streets, Mexicans were not impressed. 54-year-old Gustavo Flores says President Peña Nieto's invitation to Trump is going to cost him.
Nuestro presidente se equivocó. Creo que una vez más se equivocó.
Our president made a mistake, he said. I think yet another mistake. Peña Nieto has been dealing with a slew of recent political gaffes and personal scandals. There's the questionable real estate deals between his wife and well-connected government contractors, multiple allegations of human rights abuses and killings by state security forces, and the recent revelation that he plagiarized nearly a third of his law school thesis. A recent poll put his approval ratings at 23%, the lowest ever for a modern Mexican president.
Peña Nieto miscalculated.
Political commentator Denise Dresser says Peña Nieto was hoping to divert public attention from his problems. Instead, she says he angered everyone by not demanding a public apology from Trump or condemning his call for a wall to be built between the two countries.
And Mexicans today feel betrayed by their president and feel that Trump got the upper hand once again at Mexico's expense.
Watching protesters chant, "Get out, Trump," Gustavo Flores says Peña Nieto is out of touch.
Pues va a estar más abajo. No creo que haya sido un buen movimiento, una buena estrategia.
If the president thought his popularity was low before Trump's visit, Flores says it's going to get even worse now. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.